Hi, and welcome to Bad Wedding Behead, a podcast where two best friends drink and discuss which characters they want to send to the bedroom, to the altar, or to the gallows. My name is Meg.
And I'm Carla. Each week, we select three characters from a movie, show, or book, and argue whether they deserve a ring, a fling, or murder, while discussing what we like or don't about each.
Fun story. Her I call out Audacity Caucasity all the time.
She
though.
Said yes to a date with guys who had a lot of things wrong with them. She wasted time finding out they're just jerks, but it wasn't too late. She took a chance and got it, 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 she got sexed up. And then you can imagine the rest.
And I do. Imagine. And you, dear listener, might be imagining, however, hey, I thought these bitches said they were going to do Ted Lasso. However, that is coming up. We're just doing some scheduling stuff right now. And also, oh, I have God. To finish watching it because my husband has finally given me permission to not wait for him one, anymore.
Like, there should be, like, you know,
finally!
A form of divorce within an intact marriage where you divorce your each other from your obligations to watch stuff together. Yes.
Yes, you. At some
there
point,
be
you have to
limitations.
Release
if
each
we haven't
from
started
that
watching it within a week of when we because, said of when like, you decided that this is a thing that now we're watching together, then we're no longer watching it together. I am watching it, and I will rewatch it with you later.
Well, like we got like 3 episodes into season 3, so I mean we've gotten pretty far in it. But then he just like, okay, well, yeah. I'm going to go do my stuff. And he'll want to watch it before
hours.
Bed. But his before bed, I am already asleep. So we really do. The fact that
and
we even
Carla.
See each other is
and
kind
we're
of
here
shocking.
This week.
But anyway, hi, I'm Meg.
The very beginning of our friendship, which is that we met up, that we like met online initially as part of the Mindy Project fandom. So we are revisiting our beloved show of only 2 seasons and nothing
yes.
more, The Mindy Project.
On this,
yes.
our slightly after our 10-year
yes.
anniversary.
Aww.
Our 10-year Carligversity. but yeah, so it's been 10 years since this show
yeah.
kind of brought us together, and I remember that because my 10-year-old
so
was a wee babe. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's been 10 years. I had to think for a second.
This was my
yeah, and your 10-year-old was also a wee babe.
Because he's a slow nurser show. Yeah.
I mean, it's been 10 years, so he should really have scaled back by now. we have done the Mindy Project on here before, but we've decided to do some of Mindy's
sure, let's call
best
it that.
Choices in romantic partners. Yay! Yay! yeah. Okay. I like all of these actors. I think they've mm-hmm. all done a good job. However, there are feelings. So we're going to be playing with Josh, played by Tommy Dewey, her two-timing drug addict, sports attorney boyfriend, who is dating Ellie Kemper also. We're going to be playing with Jamie, who's played
definitely
by
not.
BJ Novak, the definitely not in love with his best friend guy. Definitely not. They're just best friends. And then Cliff, aka Jewel's biggest fan, played by Glenn Howerton. And I've started watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and it has made me view Glenn Howerton in a different light. before we get into these disasters of upstanding citizen men,
They do.
Who all do have good points, I guess.
Yes.
They do. There are worse men. She dates worse men.
Oh, God.
Like, Timothy Oliphant comes to mind. He was going to be on here, and I was like, no, I couldn't even get through a sentence before being like, no, yes, we're just killing him. Like,
so hot.
Hotness
so
only takes you so far.
No, I agree. His hair was gross.
But he wasn't even that hot in the show. Like, his hair... Oh, man, yeah. The pregnant mermaid thing.
The running out of the meal.
The stupidity. Mm-hmm. Like, the stupidity is, like, the be-all... Yes. The
Dinah Ditch. Yes.
He did bring What's-Her-Face, the super boring lady, out of her shell, I guess, a little bit.
She's so good at playing boring. She's amazing.
Oh my God. She's so great. She's so boring, but it's so funny. Okay, but we can't just sit here and talk about the mini project, like the show as a whole. We're going to talk about these dudes. But before we get into it, Carla, it is super hot and gross and no rain whatsoever here in Wisconsin.
Well, first of all, the fact that it hasn't stopped raining.
How are you hydrating in Florida?
You know what? This is our rain, okay?
Yeah, you took our rain
season, so I don't know who else took your rain, but it was not us. This belongs strictly to us. That's what it is. That's what it is.
There the Canadian wildfires fires took our rain but and ruined our air quality.
What I'm That's doing to happening. Keep myself during this...
damn it, Canada!
This ordeal, keep that thirst down, is I am drinking a classic. While we're talking about a classic, I am drinking a Meiomi Pinot Noir, which is my favorite wine. And I decided to, you know, this was a treat-yourself moment. Aww. I expanded out of my $3 to $5 range into a $17 bottle for my annual treating myself of wine.
Fancy. Next time you come up here, we should go to my... You have to be up here on a Tuesday next time you come up here.
Oh, my God.
And we can go to my favorite place where they have half-price bottles of wine on Tuesdays. So we can, and they serve Meiomi. And we can have it for half price. And in Wisconsin, I think that makes it like...
Yeah. I was going to say at a restaurant. But
$15 at most. In a restaurant. not Meiomi. Oh. I am also drinking a classic. I'm drinking a Brandy Old Fashioned Sweet.
I love it.
For our anniversary, our Carl-iversary. And then once that's gone, I'm drinking something called Lagosarita, which is a margarita style ale from a Lakefront Brewery, which is a local brewery here in Wisconsin. And it's okay.
Naturally.
It's better after I have other stuff. And great. The colder it is, the that better it is. So naturally, I'm having it sit here on my desk next to my warm computer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ah!
It's going to be amazing. Okay, so let's dive right in. Let's dive off the cliff.
Well.
Carla, tell me. It's been so long since we've talked. And like, fun story, it's been very long since Carla and I have had a chance to talk.
No,
things have been very busy and stressful, and it's like not even texting. We haven't hardly been able to do
instead of a barrage. Yes, hey, are you alive, Meg?
Only when you text me when you're like, "Hey, are you okay?"
I'll check on you tomorrow. See if you still have a pulse.
And it's
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's literally just a thumbs up emoji.
And you're like, "Lol."
Hey, Meg, how's it going? And then you tell me about your day, and it's lovely. And I'm like, "Thumbs up."
Aw, thumbs up.
I'm in a shitty friend phase, apparently. I'm like, no, things are wild right now, and it's not fun. Sad face. Anywho, okay, all right, diving off the cliff, jumping off. Tell me your thoughts about good old Cliffy Boy.
There's stuff wrong with all of these guys. Absolutely. I get it. But I didn't think that. Because people, really hated Cliff, and I'm like, why? He's not that bad. And yeah, he got very emotional about his grandma dying. And now listen, this is where I thought it was like super weird that everybody was like, yeah, who gets emotional about their grandma dying? Your grandma's going to be hella old. And I'm like, why wouldn't you be sad about... Yeah, exactly.
No, right? My grandma died in 42. I was in my 30s and I was and, devastated.
Like, I'm still not over it because I loved her very much and she's a huge part of my family. So I was like, yeah, I get it, Cliff. Have your sobbies out. Now, if I were just dating somebody, I wouldn't ask them to deliver the eulogy. That's just me. And yet, Cliff, who is a lawyer who you'd think would have better judgment, decides to have Mindy, of all people, deliver the eulogy. And all of this based on a fantastic letter that Danny Ghost wrote to for Mindy to get back together with Cliff. But still, even based off of a nice letter, no, Cliff, no. Yes.
It's such a funny classic Cyrano like situation that goes totally wrong. But frankly, like I couldn't imagine it either. This woman, so when my grandmother died, I was pregnant with my youngest when one of my grandmothers died. Mm. And the priest, because she was Catholic, so it was a full mass, which is it's a lot. But they were trying to tell us that we couldn't do personal eulogies. Only the priest could speak about her. And this man had never met her. And we're like, how are we supposed to tell, like, how are you going to be able to do a secondhand eulogy like that? And I feel like it was the same kind of thing. And way to put really crappy pressure on your girlfriend that you haven't been dating for very long, that you literally broke up with.
Okay.
A fairly
now,
stupid
I get, you know, jealousy and she's far away and she's with her ex fiance. It's not like it was just like some guy that she dated a couple times. This was her fiance for whom, you know, she left her practice and went to Haiti for a couple of months. And as long as Mindy Lahiri could manage.
As long as she possibly could.
Like, I've had 4 drops of this wine. Like, why?
Lindy Mahiri.
But it's not like they were doing anything. And in fact, when Casey comes on to her, she's like, no. You know, but Cliff sees them together chatting in a pool and flips the entire hell out. Yes. They weren't even.
Like, COVID distance apart too.
He completely flips out.
Like they were not close to each other at all.
Beautiful karaoke tribute to to Jewel.
Oh my god.
Yes, exactly.
The thing that frustrates me about that whole thing is he doesn't give her a chance to explain. Like he is just like, I have already decided that you're guilty and I won't even entertain a conversation with you about it. And then he goes from that to literally the next day being like, write my grandma's eulogy. And don't just write it.
Oh. I know.
Well, no, because he wound up reading it, but maybe proofread it first. Like, don't be like, write my grandma's eulogy and give it to me on the steps of the church.
Yeah.
So I can't again, read it like, at all.
This is somebody who cares about his family. He's a very caring guy. He is, on the whole, a good boyfriend. He doesn't shame her for her body, that I can recall. And...
yeah. He doesn't, but I'm just rembering this...
Oh my god, when they're slipping off!
Like the satin bedsheets.
Oh, man.
And she kept slipping. No, he's not. I think a lot of the vitriol and hatred for Cliff really came from the fact that we wanted Minnie and Danny together, and Cliff was in the way.
It was going to happen eventually, but like, enjoy the ride.
Because, well, yeah, but everyone is like that because it was like, what happens if she has this crush on Cliff? She throws this
one of the
ridiculous Christmas party with no gluten and no alcohol, specifically
to seduce him away from his girlfriend.
No, they weren't together.
Ellie Kemper. This is the second was man Heather? She's stolen from.
That's right.
From
no, you're absolutely right.
Ellie Kemper's character.
You are absolutely
Heather.
Right.
Yes, they were.
Yes.
It was Heather because he got catfished yes. by Morgan and Peter. Yeah, and then he met absolutely. Heather at this party that they decided to throw at Mindy's house. And so this is the second man she with is, Josh, yeah. quote unquote, because she didn't know about Heather when, with Josh. But either way, it makes it almost worse.
Oh, my honestly. God.
She treats Heather like garbage, tries to keep her from getting in the building and steals two men. But anyway, mm-hmm. so she does this whole thing to get him to kiss her, even though he's in a relationship, so she throws this big party. This is the same party where Danny does possibly one of the sexiest dances in television history. And so it's mm-hmm. like we're all of us who are really ready for Danny and Mindy to get together, Dandy as it was,
and yet so
to
far
get together
away.
It's like it's so close. And then
and then
she's kissing Cliff at the no, end of the episode. Listen, so, like, I'm not saying I necessarily agree with it, but I think that was a lot, especially in the moment. Now that we know that they want their end game and stuff like that, it's different.
Not your ship that is being featured, that they automatically hate the mm-hmm. other person. And it's like, okay, if they're a horrible person, obviously, yeah, go ahead and hate them. But, like, mm-hmm. Cliff wasn't objectively hateable. He was a doofus. I didn't.
I mean, I found him kind of insufferable. Like he wasn't like the worst character or the most annoying character on the show, or mm-hmm. even most annoying of Mindy's like others. But the
mm-hmm. yeah,
he was such a dick when they first met. About her fat steps or whatever the hell they're called, and like he's that guy who is, you know, when we were kids and he's like, he's pulling your pigtails and he's being mean to you because he likes you. That was the vibe he gave for me so much with Mindy. Like, he was really kind of douchey and mean, trying, and it was like that same mentality of, like, you know, dipping her hair in ink, like throwing away back to one-room schoolhouses.
I didn't get that.
When they had inkwells.
For me, she was being obnoxious.
But that was my issue with him. Right, but I think the tone was set by him, like, well, she threatened to sue him, but frankly. And then he makes fun of her clothes. Like, he doesn't make fun of her body, but he makes fun of her clothes and makes fun of the things that seem that she likes. I know, but I'm just saying, like I said, he's not the worst, but the whole breakup situation was shitty. The first one over Casey. The second one where he broke up with her because she was making out with Danny at his grandma's funeral. 100%. After she set fire to the church and Danny went to get him a root beer, even though he said, I don't want root beer. Oh, no, he was like, sorry, they're out of root beer. Here's an orange soda. And then he punched him in the face. And then that was pretty much the last we saw of Cliff. He does. He does come back.
Oh, that's right.
Not
till
he
never comes back because there's nothing
after the seasons.
Got it.
Yes,
absolutely. It's canon.
Yeah, he never comes back. He never comes back again. But and also the singing thing was too much. I couldn't, like, you know, it was cute, but also like I can't help but being here in broken shoes, just sitting there having to listen to it. It's like, for hours. Okay, this is a 3-minute song that he listened to
episode.
For hours.
Okay, so what ends up happening? And this is the episode called LA. or maybe the one after. I don't remember. But so Peter and Morgan get trapped in the bathroom because, like, something doesn't work in the handle or whatever. And so they're stuck in there and they're trying to get Cliff's attention through this vent, and they're like, Cliff, kind of like, you know, save us from this bathroom where we're trapped. And Cliff can't hear them because he has like the jewel cranked up really loud and just like scream singing along to it. Yes.
Yes. Singing You Are Meant For Me at the top of his lungs for hours.
Yes.
And then I loved their reaction, though, when they felt so bad because he got broken up with. When they assumed that Mindy dumped him, and they're like, she's not going to do anything better. She is a woman who's smart and rich. No man's going to want her. And then Cliff's like, oh, no, I'm the one who broke up with her. And their reaction was perfect. That was exactly how I felt. Because, and like, that was really kind of the shittiest part for me. It was like, he wouldn't talk to her. And have a conversation with her. Like, yeah, you're a divorce attorney, but that feels like that and, should make you the, value communication.
I don't know how true it is in real life, but I just know that on TV shows that happens often, that a divorce attorney will be especially leery of people that they're with, because they're like, I know how this always ends. And it's always like some big, like, you know, mopey thing. It's like, oh, yeah, know, everything always ends. And why would I even bother? So,
right. Well, like, what, like, but what kills me about that is, like, right. Yes, you're a divorce attorney, so every couple you see is getting a divorce. You are not, like, a happy, I don't even know what the equivalent to a divorce attorney on the other side is. Just be married people just living their lives.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, I've never met a divorce attorney, even socially, I don't think, but either way. All right, I think we've scaled that cliff as far as we can.
But yes, I agree. Oh, no.
I'm glad I did my witch laugh so you knew that it was how funny I was. Okay, so on to Jamie, the Latin professor.
From Lucy and Jamie, yes.
What are your thoughts about good old Jamie from Lucy and Jamie?
He and Mindy Kaling have just great chemistry. They have, I mean, they're real life best friends and they have great rapport. So when their banter really sounds genuine because they just have like a good connection between them. And they also played an on and off couple on The Office. So they have that, you know, down to a science. And the thing is, like, he would be perfectly perfect if he wasn't in love with his best friend and not realized it. Because he's funny and he's cute and he's smart and there's the great banter and he's really good at, when he's choking on something, throwing himself on a parking meter in a very good comedic way, which is one of my favorite scenes of the show. Like, my husband, when we talk about the show, like, he often brings that up because it's just so funny. Like, I know that you're
also, how does a doctor not know
that? This is kind of a basic thing. No.
You don't even have to be a doctor to know. Like,
it's not rocket science.
A good chunk of people know the Heimlich.
Yes.
They teach 11-year-olds when they get babysitter's license.
Here there were two perfectly good doctors with absolutely no skills in saving people. But anyway. But, you know, Jamie is so in denial about himself and Lucy. And so he kind of just, I don't think he means to string Mindy along, but he absolutely does end up stringing her along. He is, he keeps telling her there's nothing between me and Lucy. Like, don't worry about it. If the line, you know, like, I've known her for 15 years. If something was going to happen, it would have happened already. It's like, that's really neither here nor there. It's like, is there a possibility?
Right. But it's also an understandable kind of mentality. And I think there are a lot, I think there's a lot of friendships that kind of have that vibe to them. Like, the will they, won't they vibe. Not me, because I
snagged and my husband and I
when I was,
like,
18. I'm like, you're not going anywhere,
the whole engaged thing, the other thing pretty quickly. So there was really not a lot of doubt there.
But I feel like it's a really, like, cliche is not necessarily the right word for it, but that the whole thing, like, well, I guess, okay, every time you watch a movie where it's friends to lovers, or if it's best friends to lovers, or read a book that has that trope, that is always, yes, like, 100%, as soon as he said that line, I was like, obviously, he's going to wind up with her. We knew he wasn't going to wind up with Mindy.
And that then he, like, pretty much brushes Mindy off to have a whole conversation. Yes, he calls Lucy and has this whole conversation with her.
And he calls her. Oh, my God.
Like, send her a text. Thanks,
girl. Real classy move, Lucy. It was really, that was really classy.
After the date, preferably. Preferably,
don't, yes. No. After the date. Send her a text after the date. Like, the only other time I've seen something like that happen, even remotely, was in Schitt's Creek, when Patrick sent David and Stevie a bottle of wine, and they and their fake honeymoon because they got a Groupon. And it was romantic. Not David and Stevie. Patrick said it again, but like it felt from Lucy, it didn't feel like a genuine gesture of goodwill.
Yep.
It felt like, let me keep myself in the forefront of your mind and in the center of this conversation. Like, she may as well have been sitting at the table with them as soon as she did that. But that's not.
No.
But that's not even.
It's not.
This isn't necessarily Jamie's fault, though, because he has a really weird obsessive friend. Had
a prolonged conversation with her while his date is sitting right in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like, the hell am I supposed to do now?
Mm hmm.
Yes, by the way.
Looking amazing.
Wrong continent. And then continent. They go to
the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower, Jesus Christ. The Empire State Building. Wee wee.
Yes, absolutely.
They both start with an E.
That's totally it.
And they, you know what? It could have been the Eiffel Tower in Vegas.
Pretty much the whole other side
same
of the country,
continent,
though, but that's fine too. Not even the same time zone. Not even the same time zone. It's fine.
Hey, it's fine. It's fine.
Not New York.
There's different time zones within one state, so let's not pretend like a different time zone is like crazy. That's what you think. Mm-hmm. New York City's Eastern time zone, and the rest of New York is like 1952. But yeah, so then they go to the Empire State Building, which is, this is 100% on Mindy. I'm sorry. Everyone is literally telling her this guy is in love with his best friend.
But she refuses to see
it. And they're just being dumb. And it's, and then she's going to take him to her favorite place.
It was so sad.
But in the middle of a course, he's like, I'm in love with Lucy. Lucy's on a date with Danny.
The Empire State Building really screwed Mindy over so many times. She just kept trying to have like cute moments on it, and it kept not working
so
out.
So many
for her.
Times. Okay. Well, and it kills me. It's like, Mindy. Oh, okay, this is just me being a nerd. Being like, yes, Sleepless in Seattle is like this, like the iconic moment on the Empire State Building, but no one seems to remember that the reason that they wanted to meet at the top of the Empire State Building in Sleepless in Seattle is because of the movie An Affair to Remember with Deborah Kerr and Cary Grant. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, and the finale, season 2 finale and series finale, when Danny is running to the Empire State Building, he gets hit by a cab, which happens, spoilers, I guess, for this, like, 70-year-old movie, which happens to Deborah Kerr in An Affair to Remember, and that's why she doesn't meet him, because she gets paralyzed.
He left after half an hour. No, he went so
I know,
far.
To get some pizza. Like, not even close. He didn't even, like, go... Like, I'm gonna grab, it's New York City, there's pizza everywhere. He's not even like, I'm gonna go grab a slice across the street and keep an eye, and if I see her there, then I'll stop her before she gets up there. God. No, he goes damn near halfway across town
anyway,
to have a
but
pizza.
Back
and then he's like, oh,
Jamie.
She wasn't there.
Back to Jamie.
But we're not talking about Daniel Castellaneta.
There isn't. Yes.
There's just not, there's not a whole lot of there with Jamie. Like, he's very nice. He's funny. He's handsome. And again, if he weren't in love with his best friend, so I guess like he would we could kill Lucy and then he'd be all ours.
I realize my feelings for her when she was still here. I shall always preserve myself for her so that when I die.
Gross. This is making me feel like we should have done the Ed Helms one.
He does, yes.
But yeah, like, he's just, I don't know, he's cute. He dresses well. I like that. He's a professor, so he'll get tenured there, pretty soon and have a really nice retirement. So, like, anyway. There are some perks there. and then they're going to have, he'll just have, like, a week where he has, like, a best friend's trip every year with Lucy. And
just friends.
It's just the two of them, but it's okay. They're just friends. And on our, and if we got married on our honeymoon, we would get so many free bottles of wine sent to us.
This is a passive aggressive bottle of wine hour. Think of me, Jamie.
Then I'm like, bitch, that's fine. Let me get drunk and let us get drunk enough so I forget you exist. All right.
Oh, Josh.
Done with Jamie. On to Josh.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so like,
what the disaster of a human.
Talks about how much everything costs, because there's nothing that he can give to Mindy or do to Mindy for which he doesn't have the price tag ready to be pronounced. Like, he's like, do you know how much it costs me to do this? And she's like, stop telling me how much things cost. And he just keeps doing it. Right. There's like,
the like, she doesn't make any money herself.
Thing, and, you know, those are problems. But the thing to which I take the most offense is that he dresses as Inigo Montoya, but has never actually watched The Princess Bride. And I feel like that is just absolutely, like, false advertisement. Yeah. Don't dress up as Inigo if you haven't watched the movie. Or you've read the book.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think he has seen it. He was just saying that. Yes, but I thought that that was, because you remember his dog with Heather was named Princess Buttercup. And you do not get a dog with someone and name it Princess Buttercup if you haven't seen that movie.
Heather. And Heather decided to name the dog Princess Buttercup.
I refuse to believe there's a single human being over the age of like 10 who hasn't seen The Princess Bride. I'm sorry.
Correct your mistakes.
And if you're out there, what the fuck is wrong with you?
The best 2 hours of your life.
It's 2 hours out of your life, and it's going to be probably the best 2 hours of your life, because if you haven't seen Princess Bride, you haven't even lived.
True love.
Like, let your life begin. Watch the most perfect movie ever made. Marriage. Don't you want to see what it's like to beat a Sicilian in a game of wits?
By the way,
where death is on the line.
Right episode that we had like last year, I think. It's really good. But okay, there are pluses to Josh, which is one that he's loaded. Yes. So that's always nice. He seems like a lot of fun. Yeah. Like, he's a really easygoing guy.
He seems like a lot of fun.
Everybody. He just seems like he knows how to have a good time. And he also looks like an example photo at the barbershop. As Betsy said. I love Betsy. Like, oh my gosh.
He's very
handsome. So sad when Betsy stopped being in the show, because I thought she brought a lot to the show.
Yeah, she was really
funny. Yes.
Yeah.
He could just give a guy a hundo.
Josh, he could get you in anywhere. The number of famous athletes you could meet.
The only problem with that is that I wouldn't know who the hell any of the people were.
That would be very cool.
Absolutely none.
And yes, he is. You know what? And I feel like some of them might find it refreshing, but most of them would be really annoyed that they weren't being fawned over by anybody. So he's hot, enough he's fun. To go. Yeah, he has a little bit of a cocaine problem.
A couple times.
I would never
no.
I would never let this man cook for me. Yeah. That dude, I think it was tilapia he made in Red Bull or Monster. either way, horrifying. Mm-hmm. And also, yeah, I love, you know, you'll have to keep milk on hand, so that might be That's trouble right. for you, Carla, because of the lactose intolerance, but otherwise yes. his heart will stop, because he does nothing but drink energy drinks and do cocaine. I don't know how this man is still alive, if I'm being honest, and also looking so fresh and young and hot, because, I mean, well, I'm sorry, in about 15 years, the ravages on this, I think he has he a might. Dorian Gray style picture in his attic. That is just, and that's my fun, like, my fun, quote unquote, deep
go.
Reach, the deep pull for We've the day stuff. Is talking about the picture of Dorian Gray.
Me too. We've both read it, okay? We both read it sometimes.
but I do kind of.
No.
Several times, and then I lent it to my kid who annotated it, and now I'm annoyed and have to get a new copy. Yeah, like, don't annotate. PSA.
No, that is just, if like, someone lends you rude. A book,
do not annotate it. It's not, that's not your book. That's not your book. Anyway. but yeah, so there is a little bit of infidelity issues, a little bit of cocaine yes. issues.
Unless you've been dating him for 2 years.
But he seems like and a really good time.
With a random OBGYN.
He won't cook. He'll buy you stuff. He'll buy you a shitload of jewelry, but it'll all be kind of a little bit generic because he's got to keep he probably has like wholesale jewelry. He has a guy and he's like, you know what? I need three lock and key pendants, but I need one that's like for a real serious girlfriend, and then I need one that's for like kind of serious, and then one for someone I'm just trying. One features diamonds, yeah. I also thought it was so weird mm-hmm. that he invited Mindy to his wedding. But
again, it's like just so Josh because he's so selfish. Like, he only thinks about himself.
Like,
no, but then again, Heather probably would like.
But he didn't invite Heather.
The wedding venue to the ground.
Well,
yeah.
And say he probably remembered the scene Heather caused in Mindy's apartment, which was so, frankly,
and you know what?
Unfair to Mindy because Mindy did not know.
Yeah, but I mean, like, wouldn't you be?
Although she was kind of a bitch when she didn't know.
You're finding this out at all, but.
Mm-hmm.
She probably
Your
doesn't even
microwave is destroyed, and that's the only way Mindy eats.
Is just finding this out. Josh is being a total tool about it, and you're suddenly like everybody you work with and know knows this along with you. It's a lot, so I give Mindy a lot of slack for her behavior, but Heather gets no pass. Like, I get that she's hurt.
Oh,
everything.
No, 100%.
She does. Like,
Heather gets handcuffed to the stairs.
Trash his place.
Oh, that's a good. You know what, Heather? Go to Josh's place. Oh no, that's also your place though. That's the trouble because they live together. So if she had no choice but to trash,
but the
San Antonio in big quotation marks.
Heather for is that she trashed Monticello. It wasn't. Oh no.
Oh no, it wasn't Monticello. No,
Jeremy at Monticello. Yes.
Ed Weeks,
the first
Jeremy,
house.
Jeremy ate Monticello.
In the
it was just this was the first gingerbread house, but it had cotton
Danny
candy
and he's
insulation.
Very thorough, so you better believe there will be insulation like, thank God, in this thank fake God. House that is edible.
You will be warm in this house in the winter and cool in the summer. God damn it. Okay, so I love this is based. So if you guys haven't gotten
Wait,
this,
we
this
love
is
this show.
Really
love
just an excuse for Carl and I to talk about the mini
and
project
the one bonus,
a little bit.
The one bonus episode where Danny does the strip dance.
All two.
Yes, after that.
Yeah, there's two seasons
don't
and then there's
Google
a couple specials
to verify whether or not we're correct.
That.
Just take our
but
word
not,
for it.
But not many. Yeah, there's definitely not
that's
a
okay,
weird cop
that
she dates for a
that
little
was season
while.
Two, so that's okay.
And then a whole ass doctor that we totally forget even exists. No.
It's season two.
She dates the cop, Tim Daly,
that's right before... Meg, it's season two.
No. No, is it? Oh, my God. Okay, so I went beyond season two when I was rewatching it.
Yes. Oh.
Which that's right, so because the whole ass anyway, Ben doctor that she marries is way later. Anyway.
What, us?
Anyway, we digress. No way. There's not a... I feel like Cliff is the one we really have the most to say for. He was in there the most. And there's not much, like, Jamie's dress is nice and is in love with his best friend. Josh is super rich and is in love with nose candy.
Because
and infidelity.
On to Mindy at the wedding or somebody else? Oh, no. Peter sleeps with a bride. That's right.
No, he doesn't come on to Mindy. Peter sleeps with the bride. Right. Like, at the end, the last time we see Josh, he's actually, like, not a bad guy. He is in recovery, which, good for him. Mm-hmm. He is married to someone he met in rehab, which was not the smartest decision because they'd only known each other for, like, a minute. He had an amazing slideshow at his wedding. They look like a dream couple. But he does not have great taste in women because she... Well, she is a sex addict, and she slept with Peter.
I love him, too.
So, yeah.
Peter is a lot. I love him, though. I love Peter so I was much, telling Meg earlier Christ. That...
What a beast. You know,
they made so many changes to the cast throughout the years of the show. And I didn't really see the need for it. Like, I loved Gwen. Mm-hmm. I thought that she should have stayed. Betsy should have stayed. Shauna, you know, take her or leave her, she was just super hot, and I appreciated her for that. The only addition that I enjoyed and that I would have liked for them to keep was Peter. Because Peter was one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, I loved.
Yeah, that's true. She had other offers.
Yeah, he was great. I think Anna Camp just had other stuff perfect. Going on. Like, she is too big of a star.
She went on to throw up on stages on Pitch Perfect.
Too big of a star. I don't know if she...
Oh, I forgot that she was on that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she True Blood was going on at the same time as this. I don't think it was. No, it wasn't.
But if you do want to talk, you want to hear so about Pitch Perfect.
Amazing in True Blood, by the way.
We do that on our...
Yes. Look at all these plugs. I love it. We did recently... We did recently talk about Pitch Perfect. 0%. Okay, so what are your picks?
I am going to behead Josh. Like, he's cute, he's loaded, but he is otherwise preoccupied. So I think, you know, bye-bye, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to marry Cliff because I think he's a good guy in general. I get people didn't like him and, you know, he could be a bit much, but I like somebody who is emotional and who has a big depth of feeling. And I am going to... Yes.
I just felt like he was like a chihuahua of a person. Just always always like anxious and shaking. Also for and me, I hate chihuahuas.
He was the cutest of the three. That maybe that's just a me thing, but that's how that goes. And I will bet Jamie, and why not? Throw in Lucy. We can have a nice time, the three of us. Lucy will bring her own.
I'll send you a bottle of wine.
Don't worry about her.
Have a great time. Love Meg. To be like, who the fuck is Meg? And like, oh my God, this is so cool. Give her a call mid... three-way. That was so classy, Meg. Yeah, no, it's great. It really loosened us all up. We're, you know, we got the oils out. It's great. Oh, you want me to put on speaker? Okay, everyone say hi to Meg. See, here's the thing. You throw Lucy in, they would just totally ignore you. It would be the worst mistake of a threesome ever.
I think
because you'd be the one feeling left out.
I feel like I feel like Jamie would think really
they'd be,
want to.
They're too focused on each other.
function. No. Listen to me. That he could function without.
You don't read it. Read it enough.
A little bit. Maybe, like, try really hard for like a half an hour. And frankly, that's all I need. And they can do whatever they want, and I'll just sit there and read a book or look on TikTok. Which is really what I want to do with a night anyway. Like, you guys, you're doing fine. You don't need me.
Right. I hope you guys have a voyeur kink.
And if you don't worry about it.
I hope you're someone who wants somebody to watch, and I'll just pretend. It'll be like when you're Yeah, it'll be like when you're at the park when your kids are little and they're telling you for the 15th time, watch me do this.
Look what I can do.
Watch this position. Look how I'm twisting now. Look. Great. It looks awesome. I'm watching, I promise. All right. So I decided, and I'm honestly, I don't feel super strongly about any of these. It was more like a whatever.
That's true.
I decided to bed Josh because I could probably get some gifts out of it. Like,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, it'd be a nice hotel. And I could probably get some shit from Tiffany's or something out of it, or yeah, at least like probably. Nice underwear or something, because he seems like the kind of guy who's going to buy you lingerie that he wants you to wear, you know, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. And like, frankly, I don't care all that much either way, but either of these, I decided I was going to be head Cliff because the whole breakup, write my mom, my grandma's eulogy in the middle of it. I'm going to put a lot of pressure on you, guilt you into staying with me, and then make you feel like shit because I didn't proofread something that I couldn't think to write myself for my grandma that I love so much. I couldn't put a pen to paper and write 5 sentences. I'm going to make you do it, mm-hmm. and then make you feel mm-hmm. bad that it's not mm-hmm. up to par when you never met this woman and I just told you she's racist.
Yeah, I forgot about the whole thing with the racist grandma.
Like, that was the part that kind of really got my goat with Cliff. Yeah, like, his grandma's racist. He tells her that, and he's just like, by the way, now you write her eulogy, right. and you make her sound like a loving, wonderful woman that you have never
you
met, and she wouldn't even have liked
like
you had you met her.
Do some weird things,
because
okay?
she's a racist. So that's why I had to... Yeah, but not that weird. Like, I didn't ask some random person that I like to write my grandma's eulogy. Like, we actively were upset about someone who didn't know her writing either. Her eulogy. So, yeah. I don't care. That church was full. There was plenty of crying people there. That he did not need Mindy, who, again, he had just dumped because he didn't trust her enough to go away for a weekend, but he trusts her enough, and he makes fun of her, the way she talks, and the things she finds important. He thinks they're kind of silly and ridiculous, and then he wants her to do something that's really meaningful, and again, doesn't even bother to proofread. It doesn't say, hey, the funeral is on Sunday. Can you please get the speech to me Saturday so I can look at it
Fine,
and we
Meg.
Can go
oh my
through
God.
It
anyway.
And I can make sure that all of the points are there. And then it's such a dick about her doing
well,
a bad
nothing.
Job. And I mean, yeah, she burnt the church down too, but he was mad about her doing a bad job. And that just led me wedding Jamie because I like BJ Novak.
So she was
I'm
just
going with the theory
of
that Lucy doesn't exist in the world. But seeing the loyalty and the love and the care that he has for his best friend, Lucy, who winds up being someone that he loves, and the fidelity that he shows her, says he would be a good husband. He'd be the best husband of the three. Even when he breaks up with Mindy
that
because he's
true.
In love with her, it's that he makes true. Sure it's not Mindy's fault. He thanks her for helping him realize his true feelings. He doesn't waste her time. As like the minute he realizes that he's in love with Lucy, he is done.
That
he doesn't
true.
Waste her time, and he's not a dick about it. So, okay. like, That was kind of where I had to go with that one. So apparently I feel stronger about it. Yes,
like Jesus.
Especially because like, we don't agree. And now I have to make my argument.
And you have like
however, exhibit like, A, B, and C.
You know, like if you see on the evidence of episode season 2, episode 14.
You guys can't see. You guys can't see this, but I have a PowerPoint presentation. I got you
100% right. Because I
all right, so how'd you do with guesses?
You were on the anti-Cliff bandwagon back in the day. And I was like, she is not going to go for that. And I knew that you would never be with Josh long term simply because he's not capable of that. Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't want that in your life.
So I have two children. Thank nice, you.
polyamorous relationship with Lucy and Jamie and call it a day.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be mad about it. Lucy could be a sister wife. My God, are you kidding? Now that I think about it, it would be perfect. Like, splitting chores by three people instead of two.
She would never do that.
Or I could just force her. She would never go for it. Please. Lucy, no. Make her do everything. I know. I did not get you correct.
Weirdly in love with Cliff.
I forgot that you were like,
okay, fair.
Oh, Cliff's not that bad. No, you're in love with Glenn Howerton. And this just happens to be one of the more likable characters Glenn Howerton plays. No, I knew you were going to be head Josh because...
Josh is okay.
I could not foresee a world in which you're like, yeah. He's fine, but given the choices, I don't think you would. But I had you marrying Jamie and bedding Cliff. Because I knew you thought he was cute, but I thought you also agreed with me that the whole funeral situation was
because again, you know, like one of the things that I like about Cliff is that he's very like emotional, and I think that he was just so overcome with grief that his brain wasn't working right.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that he should have put that kind of pressure on Mindy, but again, he wasn't really thinking straight. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because look, okay.
So now I have to make a decision.
Josh is great in many respects. But honestly, like with all of that stuff pimping in his system, he is not going to last very long and then he will knock out.
Right. Then you can read the book and watch TikToks, which is all you really want to do anyway. Jamie, he would give you presents and leave you alone. Nice too. Oh shit. I said I was gonna marry Jamie. I don't know what you're being like.
Yes.
I don't know what you're trying to convince me of. I will not marry Cliff. I don't feel like he's emotionally mature enough.
You can't live in this fantasy world where Lucy doesn't exist. Okay, you're gonna be like a distant second.
That's fine. You know what? That's fine. I can accept that. That's cool. That's okay. Leave me alone and let me read my book. We can have an open marriage. It's fine. Marriages come in all shapes and sizes, Carla.
The problem with...
Love is love is love. It's love is love is love. That's fine. I would slip right out of there once we're done. And then he would cry for 30 minutes or 3 hours to Jack Johnson. If ever
there was an artist of his time.
My first dance wedding song was a Jack Johnson song. So absolutely he was of his time. If you want to hear what my first dance song for my wedding was, listen to Better Together by Jack Johnson. Just in case you're wondering. It'll be in Muzak's all over. It's piped in at my favorite bar. Their list of like easy listening, like oldies and jazz and stuff like that. And then there'll be Jack Johnson.
Well,
there
tell you too. What, I can give this you. This is weird. I can give you the compromise of wedding Jamie and Lucy. Because it's not going to be just Jamie.
I like how it's Jamie and Lucy. We should. I'm writing it down. Jamie and Lucy. It's in there.
It just neither one would ever allowed it. Exactly.
Love and marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we can behead Josh.
Fine, like, Meg.
But like, I want stuff. Hey, this is nice. It's compromise. Look at us growing up. We're not yelling at each other. We're not fighting. I really thought, I knew I couldn't get you to behead Cliff, but I knew I had some stuff. I knew I saw some juices flowing and some wheels turning when I was talking about a funeral and then talking about, like, look at how great Jamie is to Lucy.
We did. We started recording an hour early because Meg's like,
we're tired. We even started early tonight because I'm like,
I can't do 7:30 p.m. my time, Carla. That is too late for me.
And so we're recording.
Because we'll finish like at 8:30 and...
We're recording 2 days and 1 hour early. Dude, summertime is busy. Like, I'm going out of town for a corporate retreat, which I've never done before.
She's not gonna
imagine all this charm in person, you guys. It's really hard to handle.
Like, it's hard to the company.
They're gonna be
friendly.
The face of the, I would still come back. I won't have like. I need, like, you were my sister there, so I could just judge people with you guys. I'm going to text you. See, this is where I'm going to text you all the time now this week. And you're like, you're going to be like, oh my God, my battery is dying. I'm happy to judge
with you. That's why we have a podcast.
Stop texting me pictures.
That's the whole point.
Except, like, literally. That reminds me of when we went on a Sort of Brilliant podcast with Lauren and Rachel. Their whole thing was like, well, we're not here to judge the characters. We're here to talk about what house they're in. I'm like, and Carl and I are like, oh, no, we 100% judge them. That's our whole thing. That's the whole basis of our podcast is booze and judging. Yeah. Well, this is Carl and I when we're in person and stuff, except talking about fictional people instead of the real people we see in our lives. Where we sometimes make up entire life stories for them. So we can judge them on the life stories, not on who they are as a person. Okay. All right. So our final judgment is we are going to bed Cliff. We're going to wed Jamie and Lucy together. Have a nice try, nice thruple. A nice thruple will be the third wheel. We'll add stability. And we're beheading Josh because honestly, the guy is.
Keep it in his pants.
Or I mean, we all know why we're beheading Josh.
Oh.
Yes. I mean, do we really want to pay for the surgery?
No, I can't afford that.
To get when his septum is like gone.
But see, like, that's how you know that he's rich, because
cocaine's expensive. I can't be attached to that habit.
I love that you're tapping your nose, because yes, Meg, that's where it goes. Yes, that's very good. This visual,
it's great for an audio podcast for me to tap my nose. All right. Anyway, someday we're going to talk about Ted Lasso as soon as I have a chance to actually have a conversation and set up a recording time with Sort of Brilliant, because I cannot wait to hear their thoughts about the characters in Ted Lasso. But until then, who knows what's going to happen next? Listen to our swap podcast
with Jen from My Streaming Bubble. So you have So you can sample my streaming bubble and then eventually go listen and download every single one of those episodes, which are all brilliant and hilarious, because Jen is brilliant and hilarious. Yes.
Especially the ones that one or both of us are on. And also, so, and My Streaming Bubble is playing one of our older episodes where we Jen's a guest on our show. And I think we do What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes, which is July 13th, I think. Yes. I am very excited.
And the show is actually coming back really soon. I'm excited.
And I'm Carla.
Yes. And we're the Boons. But until then, bye. I'm Meg. And we're the Boobs. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Bed, Web, Behead. We'd love to hear from you. We are open to suggestions for more character trios, to your feedback, and in lieu of a celebratory bottle of wine, we also accept praise and adulation. You can find us on Twitter at Bed, Web, Behead Pod, through our Instagram, bed.wed.behead.pod, on Facebook at Bed, Web, Behead Pod, and you can also send us an email. That's bedwedbeheadpod@gmail.com.
If you like what you hear, please leave a rating and subscribe to Bed, Wed, Behead on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pod on. And don't forget to share us on your favorite social media. Thanks. Bye.